Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is he the jerk for being mad she ordered a sandwich at a nice restaurant?
Was it a nice sandwich?
I don't know. Does it matter what she orders? I don't know.
True.
Allie and DZ, I took my girl out for a nice dinner. We got dressed up and I made a reservation. This wasn't a fine dining establishment, but I would say it was a nice restaurant. An average meal is $25 to $30 a plate, and that doesn't include drinks and dessert.
Fine dining to me.
Mm-hmm. My girl ordered a sandwich. I didn't say anything, but I was mad she ordered like a kid at a nice restaurant.
Oh, she got the chicken tendies, got it.
She got the chicken dinners and the fries. I could have made that for her at home, or taken her to Culver's or Subway if she really wanted a sandwich.
Hey.
I want to take her out and treat her well, but I figured she would at least try. Now I'm upset that I wasted my money taking her out at all.
Dang, son.
Am I the jerk for being upset she ordered a sandwich at a nice restaurant?
Oh, you sound salty, my boy.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. A little salty. He said, I spent this nice money. We got all dressed up and you got a sandwich.
Because maybe he was expecting something different. I don't know. It's kind of like when I take my kids out and they either don't eat or I waste my money on them and I go, that was stupid. I'm never taking you out again. Why did I buy you a whole meal for $7? You didn't even touch
it.
So in another way, we get mad and we feel like we waste our money that way.
But those are our kids.
And this is your girl.
This is your partner.
She should be able to order what she wants, right?
Arguably, we're both grown, but I will say I understand. You went out, you made it an event. Maybe y'all don't get to go out often, and y'all thought, let's dress up, let's have a nice evening, let's get a nice meal. And he went, a nice meal isn't a sandwich, baby girl. What are you doing?
Whoever texted in, what kind of sandwich was it? It could have been a fancy sandwich.
That's what I was asking. Like, if it was a fancy sandwich. But a sandwich is a sandwich. Let's cut to it. Like, it really... It's a sandwich at a nice restaurant.
It's kind of like, if I can't think, I don't want to name any restaurants, but I can think of restaurants where I can order a steak or a really nice chicken dinner, but they have a few sandwiches on there to help the people that don't like...
That aren't big fancy eaters?
Yeah. Who eat like children. Like, I have a cousin who's 30 that eats like a child. It's just the way she is.
Those people don't need to go to a fancy restaurant then.
True.
I hate to say it.
True.
Right? That's not the specialty. Chicken tenders ain't the specialty at a fancy restaurant.
Somebody said, I am triggered. My husband gets mad when I order things he, quote, can make at home. Oh, this is a similar problem they have.
But it is kind of the point when you go out to eat somewhere nice, you want to eat something that you generally don't get the chance to eat. Something. If I'm going out for spaghetti, it better be the best spaghetti because I can make regular degular at home. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody said, I wish my girl ordered a sandwich every time.
Oh, so we're already split. Got it.
All right. Is he the jerk for being mad that his girl ordered a sandwich at a nice restaurant?
I understand it. I don't want to answer, though.
I get it both ways. Like, yep. Sometimes I'm the one being courted, and then I've been out with my kids where I'm paying for little punks for no reason. So I feel like the dude in that situation.
You know what the fun part is, though?
I get both sides.
We don't got to be the deciding votes.
Nope, you're right. Actually, thank you very much. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call that number. It's wide open. Well, it's not wide open. Good luck getting it. But texting always works. We'll talk to you next.
Okay,
this is a jerk. 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
People are hot on the text messages.
I can see it, bro. It's wild.
I can't even keep up. You guys are going off so hard now.
Ding, 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 ding.
The question today is he the jerk for being upset she ordered a sandwich at a nice restaurant? And let's just go to the phones.
I was going to say, bro.
Let's just get into it. We're starting with Mila this morning, who we all know very well in Milwaukee.
Just got her theme song,
got her theme song. Let's talk to her. Mila, congratulations on your theme song.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I think everybody knows who you are, whether you have a theme song or not, though, on this show.
Facts.
You're pretty funny. And I honestly, all the callers that people are going to know pretty well today, if I'm being honest. So Mila, is he the jerk for being mad his girl ordered a sandwich at a nice restaurant?
Listen to that laugh. What you think?
We are big old booty head.
Why, though, Mila? Talk to us.
Okay, first and foremost, he's for a few reasons. One, he did not communicate what he wanted. He didn't communicate his expectations. If you don't want her to order a burger and you're taking her to a restaurant with a burger on the menu, tell her. Don't let her order that. It's like, I'm taking you out for fine dining, honey. Right. Please don't order a burger because I want you to get something that we don't usually get.
Fair, but everyone's texting in. Her food, her choice. Why does it matter?
Exactly, because me as a woman, don't you tell me I can't have no burger. If I want a burger that I didn't flip, let me get it.
If I want a burger that I didn't flip, I love that.
And that's true. Mila. I get that. I can make a salad anywhere I want, but do I go pay for one at a restaurant so somebody else makes it?
Yeah, I sure do, because it tastes better sometimes.
Mila ain't wrong, dog.
Okay. He's a booty head.
All right. Enough said. Yeah. Mila said he's a booty head.
Yeah.
Received.
Say less, Mila. Bye.
Jerk it is.
Okay, bye. Love you.
Lay you back, fam. Peace.
Our next caller, you're also going to know very well. He's calling out of Sheboygan. He's back. Santino.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hi, stranger. How's it going?
It's going, you know, just taking the boys to school as usual.
We know. Santino, is this guy a jerk for being mad that his girl ordered a sandwich at a nice restaurant?
Yeah, I won't go as far as a booty head, but yeah, he's a jerk.
Okay, so you wouldn't get mad if you took the wife out somewhere really nice and then she got a sandwich, an expensive sandwich. You'd be good with that?
I'm good with that because I should understand my wife's expectations. But my thing is kind of like what Mia was saying. Like, if you want a certain atmosphere, then you need to let it be known. Like, hey, baby, look.
I thought it was. Santino, I really thought it was when it was like, hey, we're going out to a nice dinner.
Get ready.
Get ready, get dressed. It sets the mindset. If I'm in a dress, if I'm in a tux.
No. Just because you say that, and that thing is on the menu, you gave that option up. Mm. You've given her that option. You can't take that away from her.
Fair.
To me, I'm sitting back looking like, dang, my baby is a little conservative. She's looking out for our pockets. Let me take her somewhere else.
What if she ordered a sandwich because she didn't want you to pay a ton of money?
She thought you were broke.
She actually cared.
No, I'm joking. I'm clowning, Santino. You know I'm
that's
playing.
Okay. Well,
honestly.
That's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He says,
oh, sorry, I was like,
you were about to say bye to the kids. We know. Santino, we appreciate you. Thank you for
calling.
Love
you, fam. We'll talk to you later.
Have a great day at school.
Jerk.
Thank you, guys. Later.
Bye,
boys. Love you. Have a good day. Be kind.
Last but not least, Christina with the blue hair is on the phone. Christina, good morning.
Wepa, morning,
hey,
Christina.
Hi, guys.
Hi. The texts are so hot, I can't even keep up with them. I'm trying to read some of them. But Christina, he wants to know if he's the jerk for being upset his girl ordered a sandwich at a nice restaurant.
Yes, he's a butt face.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a complete butt face. Like, first of all, women, we can't win. You take us to a nice restaurant. If we order too much, oh, she's greedy. She's trying to get too much. Mm-hmm. But if we order a dang sandwich, then all of a sudden we're ungrateful and inexperienced. Boy, just eat the food you want to eat and be quiet.
Ooh. He's caught up on the money or something. It's gotta be. Yeah.
Well, he's caught up on the experience on, like, it wasn't the nice dinner. It wasn't the nice day. Did you get a nice meal?
He's ruining the nice day. Exactly. He could have went home and got some.
He really did. You know what? You're
mad about a sandwich.
Mm-hmm. He ruined it for himself.
Have a good day.
Christina, another say bye to people too.
Okay. Christina, bye.
Bye. We love you, Christina. Peace, fam. Bye. Dang, that's a sweep, dog.
That's a clean sweep of jerks. Somebody texted in. Now I can read some of them. It says, forget the fine dining. Let her just order how she wants. Fine dining sucks anyway. # McDonald's. Yay. It's where it's at. Somebody said, jerk. It sounds like by him being mad that he didn't really take his wife out because he thought she wanted to go there. He took his wife out because he wanted to go there. You can't pick what somebody else eats off the menu. She wants a sandwich. Let her have a sandwich. As long as you had what you wanted, who cares?
I think some of the quotes, to quote Mila, if I want a burger that I didn't flip.
Amen.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You can't pick what somebody else is going to eat. And like everybody's been echoing, if you want a nice meal and you don't want them to pick the regular, establish that. Mm-hmm. Most people don't.
They don't.
Most people just argue about where you're going to eat.
Well, somebody texted in. This is Natalie. She said, I think the boyfriend is the jerk because he's telling her what to order. I would rather have something I like and actually eat than something I don't like and won't touch. Mm. Yeah, he's not worried about her happiness. He's worried about his, actually, at the end of the day.
True.
And his wallet.
True. Today was a sweep, jerk.
Clean sweep.
Let me ask you something real quick.
Yeah, what's up?
I guess a little bit of a sidebar, but related.
What?
I've always thought and had the concept, because mm-hmm. I was told this as a kid, mm-hmm. that sometimes ladies like when you order for them.
Ugh, ick.
Ick?
No, thanks.
Ick.
No,
okay, thanks. So thank you, because I was like, who would want to order food for me?
I don't know. No. There are women, I think, that want that, but to me, that's the epitome of codependent. Like, if you don't know what you're eating, girl, or if it's one thing if we go into a restaurant and I don't know the food.
Yeah.
Let's say I take somebody out for sushi who's never been out for sushi. I will gladly order for you.
I know, because you know what's good.
Because I can order for you and I understand the food.
Okay.
These are the moments where I think it's appropriate to order for other people.
But we don't understand everybody's path. That's why I'm like, why are you going to order for somebody? You really never know.
I think it's controlling. Don't think it's controlling to order for somebody?
I think it's extremely weird. Yeah. I've never liked anybody to one order for me, and I've never wanted the pressure to order for somebody else. Mm-hmm. You get your own meal. I don't care what you eat or what you ingest, what you put in your body for nutrition.
I'm thinking of my parents. My dad's always ordering, and like they're splitting things, and I should ask my mom, did you want any of those things he actually ordered?
Nope.
See what I mean, though? Like, that's where it would drive me crazy.
Fair.
I would never be like, you order and we'll split whatever you want. No.
The thought sparked in the middle of the Am I the Jerk conversation. Mm. And it was going to bother me if I didn't ask.
No, you got to ask. What do you think?
I hate it. I would hate it. No, yeah. I think that's like, extremely strange.
You've never ordered for Aaron and Aaron's never ordered for you.
Unless I know what she already wants.
That part.
If I'm grabbing something from somewhere where I know her regular order, say if we're going to Chiba Hut, mm-hmm. the little sandwich shop, right? Mm-hmm. Since we're talking about sandwiches. Yeah. I know what she's grabbing.
Totally.
I know exactly. She wants the teriyaki. Mm-hmm. Sandwich, totally. Italian urban cheese kind of style.
And you know.
I know. I don't need to ask her. I don't got to text her. I'm just saying, hey, I'm grabbing Chiba Hut, your usual.
You know what? That's acceptable without a doubt, because that's just like a nice love language. If I'm bringing home your favorite sandwich or whatever.
If I know, I know.
The one thing that I will allow people to order for me, because I'm thinking this out as we're talking about this.
Diet Coke.
You knew my love language, didn't you? Every time I come to lunch or dinner with friends, and I get up and go to the bathroom, and I come back, and they go, "We ordered you a Diet Coke."
My people.
Every time. I kid you not. And I'm like, thank you.
Y'all are my people.
I love you guys. So that's okay. All right. Well, thanks for all your input.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable?
Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.